So what's the latest emerging financially from Wexford GAA? Earlier this morning, I caught up with the chair of Wexford GAA, Derek Kent.
It means, Alan, that we're in good footing for 2020. It was a great year, but not only was a great year off the field, it was a great year on the field. So we made huge strides in Wexford GAA this year. But the big thing for me was that we got our coaching department up to number 14 coaches, which is great for the clubs. And hopefully we'll improve on that next year. But look, we had a great surplus of 369,000. And we had many an infrastructure project that we went ahead with this year. We did a lot of work in Fearne Centre of Excellence, and we did a lot of work in Wexford Park. Luckily enough, we have 200,000 from the Sports Capital Fund to assist with this infrastructure projects, and we've yet to draw that down. So hopefully 2020 we'll be in a healthier position.
Now, when you look at where this money will be invested, where do you think ideally it will be invested? Where would you like to see strengthened?
Well, in 2021, we're going to host Fela again for the third time in 6-7 years. I don't think any other county has had it as often as Wexford. So what we have to do is upgrade Fearne's entrance, which we have plan permission ready to lodge. Secondly, we have to invest in two pitches up there. With the number of teams and squads that we have and schools, we need extra pitches. Unfortunately, we have to do the sod in Wexford Park. I don't have a choice. It's easy for me to pass it on, like it has been passed on the last 10, 15 years to the next administration, but I won't. Let's tidy up the pitch in Wexford Park. Let's invest in the pitch in Wexford Park, and something that we'll have to do. And also, it's been touted out there, and it is something that we have plans in place for. It's floodlight in Wexford Park. So they are three major infrastructure projects that we will invest in. Mm. And likewise, we'll also keep our funds available for coaching, which is priority at schools level and at club level.
Now, the local gate receipts, they showed a small decrease compared to 2018. Was that due because of the early elimination in football or what?
Look, there's three items there. One is we had a great run in our championship in minor hurling and senior hurling, which condensed our local championship. Secondly, we had inclement weather for September, October, didn't help. The pitches didn't stand up to it. We called off games, we rescheduled games. And the third thing is, we had a bumper year in 2018 with 8 or 10 draws and a couple of replays. So, look, on a par, I'm happy with the gates. It's well up there. Yeah. We're in the top 4 or 5 in the country.
What way does it work, Derek, when it comes to championship then? Do you get a percentage of the gate? Is it split equally between the two counties? Or what way does it work? I know you can't give me the actual figures.
No, I can tell you, Alan.
Percentage-wise, what way does it work?
In the accounts, when they're published, they're on the website for the public to look at. As I said, when I started my chairmanship, transparency, and it's there. We got €4,000 for reaching the Leinster final, which I think it's wrong. It's totally, totally wrong. We brought roughly 1.2, 1.3 million to Leinster Council funds, and in return we get 4,000. That's something that we have to look at. When we have a local game in Wexford Park, we get 25% of the gate, and we look after the steward, and we look after the Gardaí, and we look after the security. But getting to a Leinster final, we should get a bigger pot of it, and that's something we'll fight for in Leinster next year.
All right. Elsewhere, looking at, say, for example, the Cool Camps, over 5,500 children attended summer camps in Wexford in the year 2019.
Yeah, it's...
That's an incredible number, isn't it?
Yeah, it's probably the... I think it's the second highest in Leinster. We're well up there. And to be fair to Ray Harris and Dennis Dyle, both of them spearheaded the Cool Camps with Aoife Murphy this year. We had a net return of nearly 100,000 that was invested back into Wexford GAA from the Cool Camps, which is great. But Cool Camps is a major summer gig for all the kids. It's full house every summer. But to cap it off in 2019, we spent a great deal of time and energy in providing camp for the kids with autism spectrum, and it was a great week, and I have to say it went down well.
Right. The other aspects, of course, are sponsorship, and there's a major development and investment by Zurich. Can you shed some light on the potential here financially, or is it still kind of under lock and key?
Financially it's sensitive enough, and to be fair to Zurich, it'll come out in the wash into 2020 accounts. It's a great deal for Wexford. It's a positive deal for Wexford, and I think it's a great brand for Wexford GAA to be associated with. Luckily enough, the Camogie and Ladies Football came on board, so we're one with a sponsorship deal, and I think Zurich is a great fit for Wexford GAA.
So Zurich will be emblazoned on all the jerseys and all courts?
Well, certainly be emblazoned on the hurling footballs, and I haven't spoken to the Camogie football board yet.
The other aspect is naming rights. Have you plans to... Are there developments in the naming rights within the ground? What's happening there?
We have a new contract ready to sign with, and the company is Chadwick's. It's out there in the public domain, so it'll come public on Monday night.
So it'll become Chadwick's Wexford Park, will it?
Well, I haven't got the full title, but I would assume Chadwick's title, Wexford Park, and it's a credit to a local company down in Drina, Chadwick's, and look, the best luck to them for the next 4 years with it.
Want to look at something else, Derek, the wellbeing programme that took place, including the 5K run and the whole emphasis on good, positive mental health. This was a development and a welcome development. Is that likely to be revisited in 2020?
Oh, yeah. The Macaulay Group have committed to Wexford for 4 years as a partner in wellbeing. We will develop it on further in 2020 and 2021. It was a great week we had last Easter, and we have many other projects rolled out, and we have great plans for 2020.
Yeah, because I have it here listed as under athletic development and wellbeing programmes for schools, a restructured development squads programme, and an increase in games development staff from 4 to 14 in under 3 years. You mentioned the 14, but I mean, within that statement, within that sentence, there's a lot, isn't there?
Oh, there is. Like, our athletic programme, we're going out to the schools, we're educating the teachers and the pupils, we're not having the parents driving their kids all over the country, we're going to the kids at schools, at school times.
So as we head into 2020, are you optimistic?
Oh, definitely, most definitely. We have most of our management teams in place. They're up and running, and the Ferns, the Shams O'Brien up in Ferns Centre of Excellence, hit a place in prime condition up there, and they're up there training strong at the moment, both teams.
I'm sure the last thing you would like to mention, and perhaps it's the most important thing to mention, is the spirit of volunteerism within the organisation. Without that volunteer aspect, it just simply couldn't happen, could it?
No, and I think that's something we have to do next year, is attract more volunteers into Wexford GAA. We need them at student level, we need them at coaching, we need them at committee level, and it's something I'll push to the fore next year.
And just for people tuning in, the operating surplus is 369,422. It's a doubling of the surplus reported for 2018. And in summary then, where is this money likely to go now?
Well, luckily enough, this is the first year that we'll have money to invest. From the last couple of years, we had a surplus, but unfortunately we had service unpaid invoices that was carried through into this administration. So this year we'll invest wisely in the coaching and infrastructure, and hopefully maintain our surplus going forward in 2020.